Today we're going to begin the second parak of Maseches. Demai Mishnah is Aleph and Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu Dvar Misasun Demai. So we just got Misasun Demai B'kol Makom. We just got through saying that when you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, when you're beyond the borders of where the Olei Bavel made it to Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have to take Maisos from Demai, because we assume that you're allowed to assume that that's Chutzlar, it's produce, and it was not exported from Eretz Yisrael. But this Mishnah is going to list those types of fruits and vegetables that are so clearly from Eretz Yisrael that even if they're demai, you have to be ma'aser them even outside of Eretz Yisrael, because these kinds of fruits only grow in Eretz Yisrael. So you know that it's an export from Eretz Yisrael. So ve'elu dvarim misasun demai b'kol makom. The following things you have to be misaser demai wherever you are, even from Kziv and on, even outside of where the Olei Bavel conquered, and they are hadveila, hatamarim, hacharuvim, Ha'orez v'hakamon. These fig cakes and these dates and charuvim and rice and kamon. These are the different types of things that grow in Eretz Yisrael. So what? These things don't grow anywhere else. So Tosfos points out they do grow elsewhere, but not nearly the same quality. So you could look at the quality of it, and you'll be able to tell that it comes from Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos says that, for example, the tevela is not nearly as sweet anywhere else. The tamarim are not nearly as large anywhere else. The charuvim are not nearly as straight anywhere else. The orez is not nearly as white anywhere else. The kamon is also not nearly as straight anywhere else. So it's the beauty of this produce is unique to Eretz Yisrael. Ha'orez shebchutzlar is called mishtamish menu pater. If you have orez in chutzlar, it's anyone who uses it is pater. So even in Eretz Yisrael, meaning if you have rice that comes from outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's very obvious that it's from chutzlar. Because it looks very different than Eretz Yisrael Duka rice. And therefore, even in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be pater. Unlike all the other items on the list. The other items on the list, it's true, they have the most beautiful devela and tamarim and charuvim and kamon in Eretz Yisrael, but they also have regular devela and tamarim and charuvim and kamon in Eretz Yisrael. So if you have a regular one in Eretz Yisrael, you would have to take off maisos. You have to assume it would come from Eretz Yisrael. If you have the most magnificent ones outside of Eretz Yisrael, you also have to take off maisos because you have to assume it comes from Eretz Yisrael. Whereas by orez, it's a little bit different. The magnificent orez outside of Eretz Yisrael, yeah, you have to take off maisos. But the regular ones inside of Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to take off maisos because you can assume that must have come from chutzlaretz. They don't grow regular rice in Eretz Yisrael. Next mission discusses what does it take to be someone who your produce is not going to be demai, who does not have the status of an Amah Aretz, right? What do you have to do in order to not have the status of an Amah Aretz? So I'm a Kabbalah of Leos Ne'eman. If a person accepts upon himself that he wants to be someone who's Ne'eman, so here's what you got to do. Ma'asra shu ochel, you have to take maestros from everything that you eat, meaning you have to personally observe the halachos of maestros properly in what you put into your mouth, in what you eat. No one else is going to trust you that you took maestros for stuff that you're giving to them if you're not careful about what you eat yourself. Veshu mocher, and whatever you sell, you make sure you take maisos before you sell it. Veshu lokech, whatever you buy. Buying over here means almanas limkar, the Bartanura points out, that you're buying it almanas to sell it, because if you're buying an almanas to eat it, we already said that whatever you eat, you have to take maisos from. Ve'inu misareach etal ama aretz, you also are not allowed to be a guest by an ama aretz, because he's going to feed you the stuff that maisos were not taken from. So you have to be careful enough that you're not going to even be a guest at his house. In Tos Rabbi Kiva Eger, he points out, "V'tzarich lekabelo of divrei chavrus berabim." That I will give him chaverim. You have to be mekabel all of this in public to do all of these things. Ukshevo edim nemanim shekibul dvarim elu berabim shu ragel bem tamid hareza neman al peros of lomar muusarim him. And it's only when two witnesses come and say that they saw him accept upon himself all of these hanhagos and he's followed through and he's observed all of these hanhagos, only then do we say that now he's going to be trusted and the stuff that he produces, that he gives us, is not going to be demai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afam Sarech Etzal Amaretz Neman. Rabbi Yehuda says, I disagree with that last requirement. Even if he wants to be a guest by an Amaretz's house, it could still be that he's Neman, that his stuff is just because he's eating from another Amaretz who is not so careful about maestros, doesn't mean he himself is personally not careful about maestros. So Amlo, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda al atzmo neman ketzid yeneman al shalacherim. What are you talking about? If we can't even trust him to what he's going to put it in his own mouth when he's eating out, so to speak, you know, there are those that like will eat kosher in the house, but when I'm eating out, you know, then I can be a little more loose, a little more makil. So if that's the way, that's the guy's attitude toward maestros, how could you trust such a person about maestros? Absolutely not, say the chachamim. So to quickly review, Mishnah Aleph taught us that there are certain produce that is so obviously Eretz Yisrael produce that even when you're having it in Chutz La'aretz, you have the right to, you have to assume it came from Eretz Yisrael and you have to take maestros from it. And Mishnah Beis taught us what you have to do in order to establish a reputation as someone who could be trusted about maestros. Everything you buy, everything you sell, everything you eat, you take maestros from. And a machlokas, whether you also have to accept upon yourself not even to eat at the home of an Amma Aretz. Okay, we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet.